Welcome to Around the Ozark Spotlight, a public affairs program brought to you by your local Midwest Family Broadcasting Station. Here's your host, Scott Meyer.
And welcome to Around the Ozark Spotlight. Each week we uncover the stories behind the people who live and work here in Southwest Missouri. Those individuals with entrepreneurial spirit, those who like to work to develop the lives of others or put pen to paper to write books about the stories and history of the Ozarks and its people. I'm Scott Meyer, your host, and today we'll explore the world of Kaleidoscope. And I'm sure you've heard of Kaleidoscope. They've been in town, I think, 50 years. We've got the owner, Tom Pearson, here. And Tom is a Springfieldian from way back. How far back?
52 years.
52 years. Where are you from, Tom? Where are you from?
Well, actually, I grew up in Montana.
Is that right?
Okay. I went to school in Minnesota. I went to high school. I went to boarding school.
Shattuck?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I had a roommate in college who was a Shattuck.
I went there 4 years.
Now, he was in trouble. That's why he went to Shattuck.
Well, my dad's family lived in Minneapolis. And okay. They all went to, he and his four brothers went to a school, Blake.
Very nice.
Yeah. And so we moved to Montana, and he wanted me to have a private school education.
Okay.
So, which was great for me, because my mother got a small inheritance, maybe $10,000, I think. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of money back in those days. They could have built a little cabin up in the mountains or something.
Sure.
But she used it to send me to Shattuck for 4 years. And I'm sure she wanted me to be a lawyer or a doctor or something she could be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
Big disappointment. Because after I graduated, I joined the Marines. But I was in the Marine Reserve.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you for your service.
I didn't go to Vietnam. I didn't get shot at. But I will say that the Viet Cong never got to Billings, Montana. Not taking all the credit, but yeah. I deserve
it. And you kept the Canadians out, too.
Yeah.
You can't trust them either.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So then I got married. My first wife, let's see, how can I put this? Well, she got pregnant. So all the proud things my mom had in store for me,
sure.
I was just black sheeped all the time.
Okay.
But anyway, so then Pam and I met in St. Louis. I was running a B. Dalton bookstore. And I say this, she walked in front of me left to right 10, 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I got up and went in the mall to wait for her to come back from lunch with my assistant manager. And that's 52 years ago. And we met on December the 18th.
So the moment you saw her, you knew? Is that where this
Pretty
is
much,
going?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I went and waited in the mall for her to come back.
What's that one thing? What was the one thing that...
She walked by me, and she had lizard boots on, a short brown skirt, a little kind of diaphanous brown blouse, and a cape, a little short to the waist cape.
Really?
And she walked in front of me.
She a wizard or a magician?
Yeah. So, she's been kind of a wizard.
Yeah.
So, and then... We got married on December the 18th,
mm-hmm.
Keith Richards' birthday. And then 9 months
now
later.
Now, only you would know that, by the way.
I didn't know it at the time. So that was in 71. October 72, which is pretty much 9 months later.
Sure.
We had the baby, which is Kaleidoscope.
Okay.
Which has supported us for 52 years, and supported a lot of other people.
Now, we talked about that. You've been in a couple of times to talk about the store, but one of the things I really like to talk about on this program is exactly that. You know, when you take the risk of leaving a paycheck somewhere, even if it's a minimal paycheck, and say, no, we're going to start paying ourselves and we're going to try to make a living this way. What was that conversation like between the two of you? Were you both working somewhere at the time?
Pam actually was a dental assistant here in town. And we had just moved here, and we just moved here and opened the record store,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that little house. And so while I was doing that, she was being a dental assistant.
So you did have one income coming
at the time.
Okay.
And then we lived upstairs for the first year or so, and then we turned that into the upstairs business of the house. And blah, blah, blah.
So you've been married 52 years to Pam, and you've had Kaleidoscope for
52 years.
That's an amazing partnership.
Like I say, it's the baby that supported us all this time.
How many times has the program or the store helped your marriage rather than hurt your marriage? Did it make you stronger, that bond a little stronger? Or?
It's never hurt it at all. There was a time back in the 70s when, I don't know how to put this, I was not the best husband, probably. And that probably had something to do with the store, too. The people that I, you know, the people that had come in and, you know, friends, you know.
Sure.
So, but it's just been great. I mean, first of all, when I moved here from Little Rock, I had moved from St. Louis to Little Rock. I was an assistant to the president of a magazine, book, and record wholesaler. And they flew me down in their own company plane. And
it's hard to see you as a corporate guy.
I know.
And I was like, that in a bad way.
But I was like 23. I had no college education.
Wearing a tie and a suit?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my God.
So, but it turned out that they wanted me to be the buffer between the president of the company, the dad,
sure,
and the two sons that had, none of them got along.
Well, that'd be a great job.
Yeah, so that we did that for 6 months. And then we came up to Branson to visit some relatives of Pam's and then drove up to Springfield for the day. And I thought Springfield was on the other side of I-44. It wasn't. So we drove down Sunshine. We stayed in the Kentwood Arms Hotel and stayed there for the night. And we drove by the little white house leaving town and had a for rent sign on. C. Arch Bay had put their for rent sign in at midnight the night before. So we spent another night and looked at the house and decided to rent it. It was $350 a month, and we could live upstairs. However, when we rented it, there was a woman living upstairs. Mm-hmm. But by the time we moved up from Little Rock, she had gone. So we were able to have our business and our rent with one check.
You know, so. That's a great story. You're hearing my guest today, Tom Pearson. Tom, the original owner, right, of Kaleidoscope, because now your daughter Whitney is...
She and Ben run it, yeah.
They run it.
Yeah.
So they don't. You still own the business?
We still own the business. Although we're turning some ownership over to them pretty quick here.
Okay, all right.
And it wouldn't be there, really, if Pam's parents wouldn't have loaned us $18,000, which is all they had in savings, every cent.
Her parents took that.
Yeah, took that risk
with you.
Yeah,
and her.
Yeah. So, and then we paid it back in about 2 years, but.
But that's huge. Think about that. I mean, that was big in those days for them to do that.
Yeah, and it was every cent they had in savings.
No kidding.
Yeah. So it was, it's been, everything's, knock on wood. Well, there is no wood around here anymore.
Yeah, what is it? Plexiglass. Yeah.
So
now
it's all worked out great.
Did that incorporate a conversation with you and her father off somewhere having that talk? Or did they just sit down with the two of you and said, we feel this is what we're going to do to help you out?
Yes, and it was, but it had, there was a little bad side to it because I think, well, they moved down here. They're down on Plainview Road. And I think her dad felt that he would work in the business.
Ah.
You know, but it's really a youthful business.
Sure.
Not for so there was a little couple years of friction, but it was all fine later.
It's never simple.
No, it's never simple. Family's tough.
And you paid him back in 2 years.
Paid them back. Actually, the 2 years, the second year, we put $5,000 in cash on their Christmas tree in an envelope, which sat there for 4 or 5 days. They didn't realize there was $5,000 in cash on
their
Christmas tree. So
that's amazing. Yeah. Tom Pearson, my guest today. Tom, owner, he and his wife Pam, the owner of Kaleidoscope. If you both had business cards, her card would read what? Would your card read owner and hers co-owner?
No.
Well, what would they say?
She'd be owner.
And you would be
owner, too.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a 50-50 deal.
Oh, yeah. No, it's more her than me.
51-49. Well, yeah,
because I'm not really there much anymore. Whitney and Ben pretty much run it, and Kim. But I'll go and I'll take the deposits or I'll go do errands, you know. And Pam rarely goes in. Pam has a gallery, art gallery, at the end of our building, and we were sitting at the Metropolitan Grill one night, and Pam had taken a painting, and I said, you know, we ought to take that end space and make it into a gallery for you. And I was thinking, this is going to get me a lot of thanks. Well, not so much. There's a gallery down there. We don't really have an employee down there much, but we use it for, there's pop-up businesses that go, there was a crystal business that a little woman came in and did that, and there's other things that.
So people can sign up if they're an artist.
Well, not so much that, but we use it as a little pop-up space, and mm-hmm. when they have to do ordering and stuff, Kim will go down there because it's quiet, you know.
So. Now the store itself has been successful for many years.
Real.
Okay. Many times companies like that say, well, if it works that well here, I'll open another one in fill in the blank, whatever town is around.
Well, we did that back in late 70s, early 80s. We opened a store on Kearney and National, where Highland Dairy is. Mm-hmm. There's a little building there. That was our store. Well, because we thought, well, we'll get all these people from the north side to stop there. Or we'll get a whole new audience. No. The people would come to our old store, original store, from the north side, just went there, you know, instead of coming.
So you didn't increase the number of people in sales.
After two years, we realized the error of our ways.
How about franchising? Was that ever a thought or no?
Seems like that would take a lot of effort.
Yeah. Tom Pearson, my guest. Tom and his wife, Pam, are owners of Kaleidoscope here in Springfield. It's been at your location now, that location.
For 20 years maybe, 2004.
Years. Was it tough to leave the other?
Well, no, because we lost the lease. We didn't have a choice. We were lucky enough to be able to buy the strip center next to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we'd have moved 10 blocks away, people never found us, you know? So it's always turned out good.
Oh, that's great. So, now, a lot of things have changed in Missouri in the last few years, one of them being making cannabis legal in the state. Has that affected your business at all? Because now you've got all these pop-up cannabis stores that I'm sure are selling a lot more than simply marijuana.
Well, I don't really know. I mean, our sales are good in smoking accessories. We did supply smoking accessories to a couple of dispensaries.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got bought out by somebody else, so we don't do that. And there's a dispensary just opened down the street from us. Good Day Farms in that old bank building that's been painted black on sunshine. Mm-hmm. I just saw the sign said they're open now. So I don't know.
I had a dispensary owner on the show not long ago, and he says within a couple of years you'll have about 4 or 5 owners of all the dispensaries in the state of Missouri.
Probably, yeah. And, you know, people asked us about that when it first started, but you can probably tell that I'm not a real big worker. Mm-hmm. And dispensary, there's so much paperwork and all that stuff. It just didn't seem worth it, really. And I was in a dispensary some months ago, and it was like going to the Apple store. People had their iPads out, and you picked, you know.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. That was when the one over in the plaza.
Okay.
And so, but I thought it would be like going into a store where there'd be stuff, and you looked at something, and they went to the back room to bring it out.
Okay.
You know, like they had,
oh, they don't have shelves with.
No. So it was, I don't know. I expected more of a store.
Different.
Yeah.
Different. We're about to break. We're going to come back and talk about, I think, one of your favorite subjects, which is your daughter and how she's doing and how you got her into that role. You're listening to Around the Ozark Spotlight, and I'll be back in a moment with more. I'm your host, Scott Meyer, back in just a minute.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes that no matter what you do in this life, you keep doing. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You have a great
Welcome back to the second half of today's Around the Ozark Spotlight program. Very, very lucky to have Tom Pearson here today. Tom, the owner of Kaleidoscope, and lucky.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tom and Pam Pearson are here. Pam isn't here, but she's here in spirit.
Spirit.
She's and probably up your pant leg there as well.
Easy now, Scott.
But the owner of Kaleidoscope here in Springfield. I love having Tom here because he's one of the best storytellers. If there was a... Who's the Willie Nelson? You're the Willie Nelson of storytelling, I think, in Springfield. As much as I love Willie singing, you've just got some great stories to tell. Now, we were talking before the break about, I think, your favorite subject beyond Pam, your daughter, and her moving into the business. Now, how old was she before you both said, let's get her in, let's get her involved?
She started working the store probably when she was early teens.
Okay.
You know, and then...
She's, like sweeping up, cleaning up, that sort of thing? Or
she was probably waiting on people, but she could barely look over the counter.
Yeah.
She's just been there. We've been really lucky that she's been there to, and to have Ben, her husband, to seamlessly slide in to take it over and probably make it better. They've already have made it better.
Was that always the plan, or did she just say at one point, Mom, Dad, I think I want to do this?
I think that she's probably, it's always been there for her, and she just stepped into it.
You know? Okay. And what's the future look like for them? Do they have children?
Okay, here's the deal.
See?
So
you just, it's like putting a T-ball on a stand. And
yes, they do. And it's interesting. They have twin sons, Jack and Brooklyn,
all right,
who were born on October 9th, the store's birthday. Matter of fact, I have a picture of them at home. One of the two of them, I can't tell them apart.
Yeah.
Has a little onesie on that I got for him. Says Kaleidoscope, born exactly 32 years before me. So,
That's great. Always marketing. Always
but now... Marketing. Those same cute little twin boys are in Panama City Beach on spring break with a handle bottle of Tito's, I'm sure.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, you know, this.
So these are grown young men.
Yeah. They're going to MSU. They're 20.
What do we call you and Pam? What, are you Grampy? Are you Gramps? Are you Papa? Or what?
Pops and Pama.
Pops and Pama.
But I have another grandson, Louie, who calls me Joe. He's always called me Joe from the first time he saw me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Why do we think that is?
I don't know. We just like Joe. So I'm Joe.
Well, Joe.
Yeah.
I'll continue to call you Tom if that's okay. But that's interesting. So the boys are how old?
20.
They're 20. For someone like yourself who probably wasn't really – did you come from a large family?
No, I have a younger brother.
You said, what, 6 years younger than you, right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Six years younger and 8 inches taller.
But now you've got all this responsibility. You were kind of a carefree kind of guy, I think, when you got out of the military, it sounds like, a little bit. And then you start a business.
Kind of always been pretty carefree.
Okay, well, yeah. Pretty carefree guy. Now you've got the responsibility of grandkids. How was that with the store?
Whoa. They're not my responsibility. They're Whitney and Ben's responsibility.
Well, still grandma and grandpa.
Yeah, but Pam was a great grandma to them when they were little. She had them all the time and took them and their friends to the Jump Mania and all other stuff little kids do.
Sure.
You know, I was kind of waiting around to show them how to do a really good tequila shot. But evidently, they've already done that without me.
Is that right? Okay.
During spring break.
It's in their blood.
Yeah. comes with the Pearson family. That's too funny. But they're not Pearsons. No,
they're Crehans. Whitney and Ben Crehan.
Okay. Yeah. Now, where did she meet Ben?
I'm not sure, but I think it might have been the Boogie downtown.
Oh, at a club.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. But I'm sure she would have all kinds of stories about that. I've heard a little bit, but I think they met downtown.
Now, if we had the boys sitting here right now, your grandsons, what would they tell me about you?
I don't know. I really don't know. Lose some weight. You know.
That's it?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, gosh. Now, you just turned 80. You just had a birthday.
Actually, that's not true. My birthday is tomorrow, the 15th of March, the Ides of March.
And you'll be 81? 80. 79.
81?
81?
Okay, we're done. No, I'll be 80.
You'll be 80?
Yeah.
Well, it's a milestone.
Yeah, it is a milestone.
Well, as we grow older, I mean, you know, you're growing older, I'm growing older. Jay obviously has got one foot in the grave, but every day's a gift.
Ronnie Wood said, see if I can paraphrase him, you don't realize how valuable time is so you have less of it. You know, I mean, 80, I'm realistically, I'm I've actually looked into what's going to happen with my fat body when I croak.
Yeah. Well, you got to have that discussion. I mean, we were talking about that last night. Yeah. They got to know what to do with you.
That composting thing looks kind of cool.
That's a thought.
No, they put you in a concrete thing, and you about 3 months you turn into dirt.
I had not seen that.
I think Pam's just going to throw me over the fence in the Boy Scout property
and just let it go.
Yeah, what's that smell?
Oh God, we were watching Shark Tank the other night, and there was a fella on there, and I told my wife, I said, I think this is where I want to go. If you're cremated, they take the ashes and make them into stones, and then you can hand stones out to your family. Well, not me, I'll be dead, but if your wife decides to do that, she can give them to your kids, and they're pebbles and different sizes and stuff. You can make those spiritual things or whatever. And
I actually invented this thing called, I call it Take Me With You When You Go.
Okay.
I actually had Advanced Welding make a mock-up. It was a steel tube about a foot long with a stainless steel with a point on the end with a screw-on cap that you could put your ashes in, a little other mementos. Because if you went and scattered your loved one's ashes at the lake because they love to fish, well, you're not going to the lake every week if you want to visit with your loved one. But if you had this, you put it in your flower garden, and if you moved, you would take it with you when you go. You
know,
so,
there you go. That's a million dollar idea.
Yeah.
No, that's great. And?
It's the mock-up is sitting in my...
Patent pending? Well, let's go back to this whole thing about you can turn yourself into some kind of flower material. I mean, how
they
does
have
that...
Composting. I think there's a place in Denver that does it. It's a concrete, like a vault.
Mm-hmm.
And they put you in it with a lot of wood and greenery and stuff.
Sure.
And you become, compost. Over a period of like 2 or 3 months, you become that. And then your loved ones get this bag of dirt, mulch.
Yeah.
Which, they're so excited about that.
Yeah, you're not going to throw that in the garden. I don't think I want to eat tomatoes of my papa.
Grandpa's here.
Grandpa's making spaghetti for us tonight. He is a spaghetti.
The whole leaving the stage is a strange thing to think about because I'm old enough that, like I say, I do think about it.
Sure.
I thought about what my last words will be, which are probably what's for dinner or, you know.
It really depends on the position
again?
You're in, right? No. That's you don't know if you die in your sleep. Well, then your last words.
What was that joke about? I want to die like my grandfather, just all of a sudden. Except I don't want to be the screaming kids in the back seat.
You're listening to my guest, Tom Pearson. That's a good one, Tom. Tom, the owner of Kaleidoscope, along with his wife, Pam, for 52 years, which is an amazing feat. I would guess in that time, your daughter's had some ideas about where she'd like to take the business.
Well, she is the reason we do body piercing. She, in 1998 or 96, she was going out with a young guy, Ryan Flores, and... she said, we ought to do body piercing. I said, okay, let's do that. So in the old house in what was her bedroom growing up, we started body piercing. And then, it's huge.
Sure. As you sit before me now, are you bodily pierced?
No.
It never floated your boat? Is that?
No.
No?
I thought about it years ago, but now I would just, what am I going to have, a diamond in my ear?
There's other...
Easy now. Easy, big fella. So, you know, I never thought of it. No. And Pam isn't either. You know?
Yeah.
But it's the reason she isn't, because she doesn't want to sleep on the ear piercing. But Bobby, our tattoo shop manager, now makes these round pillows like a donut with a hole in it, so you could sleep on it with your ear.
Oh, and then not affect...
Yeah, because it's elevated off the bed, you know, so... That's kind of and here's the thing too, is that our business, I mean, it's a big business. It does a lot of sales, but it's turned into such a service business. I mean, between tattooing and body piercing, I mean, piercing, we'll have people waiting two and a half hours to get pierced, you know.
Look at the timing of your business. It's pretty amazing. You've got a whole group of millennials, many tatted up. certainly pierced up. I've got four millennial children. Three of them have had everything from you name it to you name it. The fourth, not so much. But, you know, that whole group of individuals came after baby boomers and Xers that weren't necessarily really into a lot of that stuff. And then you have this, you know, 20-year pack of millennials that are into all of it. You didn't see that coming.
No. I'm glad it did, but I didn't see
right, but that's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, because the record business, look where that went.
But actually, vinyl, I think, is coming back.
Yeah,
but not big enough to get into it. But I mean,
right. But that's the point. Yeah. You can do those things as side businesses. But so you mentioned Pam with the art studio. Is she an artist? And if she is, I didn't know that. Is she a painter or is she a sculptor? What does she do?
She's acrylic on canvas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where could we find her work?
Well, you could the gallery at the end of the store, but we have to get somebody to open it up. But she does a lot of abstract stuff, you know. I really like, she's really good.
Now, has that come on since she's
she started painting
aged a little bit, or no? Is that something she did when she was a young person?
No. She took a painting class with a friend, and then started. And she's turned part of the basement of our house into a little studio area, which means part of the carpet is covered with a drop cloth.
Right.
So, but then, I mean, I think she's really good. We used to have somebody down there,
mm-hmm.
but now it's, you know, we just don't have an employee down there now.
Right.
We can go. You,
but like if you said, went by the store, if somebody was listening and they said, I'd like to see some of her work.
Sure, you can look in the window. It's great to look in. I mean, it's the when we took over that space, I don't know if you're old enough to remember or been here long enough to remember the ABC Spirits. They had a big sign it was right next door to, well, it was in the strip center. But they had a big, at the top of the sign, it said, look. And so we took the look part off and put it in the back of the studio. So when you drive up, there's this neon look on black. It's really,
really?
It's really a cool space.
Yeah. No, it sounds like it.
I mean, it's really nicely done, if I do say so myself. And, you know, I thought it was going to be a really clever move for me with Pam, but that didn't pan out so well.
My guest, Tom Pearson, owner of Kaleidoscope here in Springfield with his wife, Pam, for 52 years. Before we were recording today, Tom, we were talking a little bit about one of the hardest things for anybody that grows older is when you start to lose friends. And you've had a few friends that have gone before you.
Yeah.
You want to touch on that at all for folks?
Well, I was mentioning that Pam and I go to Metropolitan Grill a lot. Pat will need a couple of free tequila shots for that. but Pat keeps plaques of all of his regular customers who've passed on. And my friend Mike Shifford has a plaque. And when I go there, which is several times a week, we go out to dinner. And the first thing I'll do is I'll toast Mike's plaque. And he died, I think in 21, he died just before the COVID shot became available. He had been in a motorized wheelchair for like 11 years. He had aneurysm in his spine,
which sounds awful.
But he was actually in the hospital at the end of December, and I called him, and I said, "Can you talk?" And he said, "I'm just too weak to talk." And I said, "Can you text?" He said, "I could, but I don't want to." But the last thing he texted me was his heart.
Oh
wow!
Yeah.
So anyway.
Put it there.
Well, on that note, I think we'll...
But I'm old enough now that I've had I'm older than all my friends.
Sure.
So I will probably predecease them.
Well...
And they should have a giant...
The good news is you haven't, and hopefully not anytime in the future.
Hopefully,
I would love to have you back again, if I can. Love your stories, and you got a bunch of them.
I can clear my busy schedule.
I'm sure you can. You heard Tom Pearson, Tom, owner of Kaleidoscope here in Springfield. I've always said, Tom, you should do some air work because you got a great voice for just telling stories. And had I known you longer, I think we would have had you involved a little bit more at the radio stations. But thanks for coming by. I really appreciate that.
I've got a lot of free time.
I want to thank my guests today on Around the Ozark Spotlight. Also, my producers, both Taylor Worley and Jay Stevens here in the studio. And all of you for joining us. If you happen to miss all or part of today's conversation, you can find it at aroundtheozarkspotlight.com or the ATO app found in either the Apple App Store or Android apps. And there you'll find today's program as well as all the other shows from this past year. I'm Scott Meyer. Remember, every day is a gift, the best present you can ever receive. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining Around the Ozark Spotlight on your local Midwest Family Broadcasting Station.